Palestinians again are asking the United Nations to send monitors to the Israeli-occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. The chief Palestinian UN observer is circulating a draft resolution in the Security Council with the request. More than 700 people have been killed in the last 10 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence. Most were Palestinians. Responding to Islamic countries, the Security Council held an open debate yesterday on the issue of monitors. The United States again sided with Israel. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Palestinians have sought a resolution on monitors before, saying Palestinians need the protection of third-party observers who can hold both sides accountable for their actions. But in March, the United States used its power as a permanent member of the Security Council to veto the resolution. Arab countries were outraged. Yesterday, Palestinian UN observer Nasser al-Kidwa called again for UN action, saying the situation has deteriorated.
We hope that the Council will succeed this time in contributing to stopping the bloodshed and to start the path of return to negotiations and peace. We have proposed modest goals to be included in the draft resolution because we want the Council to succeed.
Nasser al-Kidwa detailed the suffering of the Palestinian people under what he described as a bloody military campaign by Israel. But then the Israeli ambassador to the UN, Yehuda Lankri, took the podium. He reminded the UN of escalating Palestinian terrorist attacks and said Israel is only trying to protect its people. The draft resolution on monitors has not been tabled in the Security Council, but the Israeli ambassador said it is unacceptable.
Israel regards the draft resolution before the Council as a biased and one-sided document that seeks to place the onus for the present crisis squarely on one party. It requires virtually nothing of the Palestinian side. It does not call for a commitment to resolutely fight terror. Even with regard to violence itself, the draft resolution uses a sort of coded language that refers exclusively to Israel and thereby frees the Palestinians from their own obligations to end the violence.
Israeli officials maintain that third-party observers would be ineffective. They say observers could monitor the actions of a disciplined army, such as Israel's, but would not be able to detect terrorist attacks in advance. The U.S. says monitors might be helpful in the Mideast, provided both parties agreed. But acting U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., James Cunningham, implied the draft resolution is unfair and thus could make matters worse.
What is required now is not rhetoric, not debate that polarizes an already volatile situation, and certainly not an effort to condemn one side with unbalanced charges or to impose unworkable ideas that will not change the reality on the ground. That is not the way for the Council to fulfill its duties. It must not be drawn into an effort which will make lasting peace more difficult.
As the day wore on, representatives of Islamic nations stood up one after another to endorse monitors as a way of protecting the Palestinian people against the military power of Israel. Some European countries offered mild support of the monitors' concept, but did not directly address the draft resolution. The 7 non-aligned members of the Security Council have supported monitors in the past. But this time, Christine Lee of Singapore, the non-aligned coordinator, had little to say. Given U.S. opposition, the resolution in its current form seems to have little chance of being approved, if it comes to a vote. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.